Churches these days are a lot different from the churches that we read about back in the New Testament. For one thing, those churches back then, well, they didn't have great big grand buildings in which to meet. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I was recently in India and asked to officiate at the groundbreaking ceremony for a 10,000-seat church building, about 350 kilometres out of Hyderabad in Andhra Pradesh. It was quite an event, lots and lots of people, huge crowds in fact, a very formal service and great celebrations. When I stood up to speak, I shared something that was on my heart, something that perhaps people hadn't expected to hear. I told them all, as exciting as this new venture would be, as magnificent and as functional as no doubt the new building would be when it was finally built, they shouldn't be fooled into thinking that they were building God's house. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. You also are like living stones, and God is using you to build up a spiritual house. You are to serve God in this house as holy priests, offering Him spiritual sacrifices that He will accept because of Jesus Christ. Before Jesus came, God's presence dwelt in the temple in Jerusalem. It really was God's house. But Jesus, when He came, poured the Holy Spirit out on every man, woman, and child who believes in Him. And together, we are the house of God. We are His temple, a temple characterized by sacrifice. The building, as big and as magnificent as it may be, is just a building. The house of God is you and me, like living stones that God is using to build up His spiritual house. The building, well, yeah, it's just a building. Focus on the living stones and God's house, not the building. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Funny how easy it is for us to drift off and, with all the best intentions in the world, start focusing on the wrong things. That's why it's so important to get the Word of God into our hearts. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.